Here.
Vice Chair?
Here.
Vice Chair Rader?
Here.
Senator Baxley?
Here.
Senator Farmer?
Here.
Senator Huckel? Senator Mayfield?
Here.
Senator Powell? Senator Rusan?
Here.
Senator Stube? Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Kim. I'm going to turn the chair over to Senator Vice Chairman Rader. We're going to go to tab 2 and take up Senate Bill 1592.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Take tab 2, Senate Bill 1592 on sales tax and use tax exemptions for electric generators by Senator Grimsley, Chairwoman Grimsley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill deals with nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Currently in our state, they are looking for ways to provide safe and reliable and sufficient emergency electrical backup power. And there was, as the results of the new rules that were adopted September 17th of this past year, the facilities have to comply with this by June 1st of 2018, or they can apply for an extension up until January 1st. What the bill does is provides a sales tax exemption to assist these facilities in their large capital costs to help protect the nursing home residents. This is especially important, as you know, during times of disaster such as hurricanes that we experienced this last year. Natural gas is distributed and transported all around Florida by the pipeline and has provided itself as a reliable source during hurricanes. During this past year, during Hurricane Irma, the Gas Association reported 307 customer outages across the state among its 800,000 member accounts. In the event of flooding, natural gas and propane also do not spill like liquid fuels. This is somewhat of a smarter, tougher energy for our nursing homes and assisted living facilities during emergencies and disasters. But the simple part of the bill is a statutory clarification of the Department of Revenue opinion for an existing series of statutory sales tax exemptions for generators used on farms. So, for example, a generator used to supply power to an irrigation pump or power equipment used in agriculture production qualifies for this exemption. And, Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are there any questions on the bill?
I have a question.
Senator Baxley, you are recognized.
You may have already clarified this, but could you clarify again? Are these like portable generators that you move around, or are they stationary? What's the distinction there?
Madam Chair and Senator Sanders, you can directly just speak back and forth without the chair giving permission.
It's Senator Baxley, it's not defined specifically in the legislation. I would, since we didn't define it, you should be able to use it for either one. Most of the facilities are looking to buy the big standalone generators to power the whole facility. However, the rule also allows them to have a smaller generator and keep one of the rooms cool.
Thank you.
Senator Powell, you're recognized for a question, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Madam Chair Grimsley, when it comes to this $30,000 limit, is that the price of the equipment or the sales tax?
That is the sales tax.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
That is the $30,000 notation that's made in the bill is the sales tax amount.
Senator Rusan, go ahead with more additional questions.
I just have a little concern. It's my understanding, Senator, and would you confirm this, that this will reduce local government revenues by an estimated $12.5 million? And it will also reduce state revenues to some extent?
Yes, it will reduce them. Now, the $12 million for the counties is spread across 67 counties, so I don't have the chart, but we could get an estimate per county what that would be. But it should be somewhat diluted when you spread it across that many counties.
I'd be interested in Pinellas and Hillsborough.
Okay, we can find that out.
Thank you.
Senator Mayfield, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to clarify the sales tax because it's a little, the way the bill is written, it's a little cloudy to me. Is it the $30,000 is the limit on a piece of equipment that they're buying, and then the sales tax exemption is up to the $30,000 purchase, or is it $30,000 in sales tax exemption?
In sales tax.
Okay, so what do we think the piece of equipment is?
Typically, I mean, for like a 100-bed facility, it could be anywhere from $100,000. I've got it somewhere I'm looking. Average was around $70,000 to $100,000.
Okay, so it literally is up to $30,000 in sales tax. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not sure it's clear.
So they could have a bigger generator if they need.
Okay, well, which makes sense, but I'm not sure that we need to look at the wording.
I did notice that in the staff analysis, so we may need to tweak that a bit.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Any additional questions? Seeing none, there is a late filed amendment on the desk, barcode 294374 by Senator Farmer. Senator Farmer?
Thank you, Chair. I'm sure all of you recall the tragic events in the wake of Hurricane Irma that occurred down in Hollywood, Florida, within my district at the Rehabilitation Center at Hollywood Hills. 14 people died in sweltering heat because power was not restored and there was an issue with operation of the generator. As I looked into the events that gave rise to that tragic incident, I was very surprised to learn that although we have priority levels set for restoration of power, that nursing homes are not included in any level of priority. They are not a priority restoration entity. And to me, nursing homes and ALFs are quite similar to acute care facilities and hospitals who are at a high level priority restoration. And so this amendment would require that the commission, the Public Service Commission, ensure that utilities have effectively prioritized restoration for nursing homes. This would be done on a county-by-county basis because all counties are not the same. But we just want to ensure that somewhere in that upper hierarchy, if you will, of targets to get power restored, that nursing homes are included. These are our most frail and vulnerable patients and adults. And while the generator issue is one we certainly have to deal with, the optimal situation would be to restore power as quickly as possible. Now, we just threw this amendment together. It was late filed. I do think we need to work on maybe a change or two of the language. Chair Grimsley was very receptive to the concept, but in an abundance of caution, we want to make sure we vet it with all stakeholders. So I will withdraw this amendment at this time, but I really look forward to hopefully considering this amendment on this bill as the bill goes forward, either in a future committee stop or once we reach the floor. So I will withdraw the amendment at this time.
Okay, show that amendment withdrawn at this time. We've already been through questions, so we have public testimony. We have two cards here for public testimony. First one is Amy Datz from the Tax-Exempt Generators. You're recognized?
Really from the Environmental Caucus. But it asked for the topic.
Oh, you're right. You're from the Environmental Caucus of Florida. That's just underneath. I'm sorry, my mistake.
Sometimes I know who I am. Okay, my name is Amy Datz, and I apologize if you've heard this story before. My mother moved to Florida in 1974, had lived through many hurricanes. When Irma hit, she was in a nursing home, and they lost power for 4 days. The Martin County, which I believe you represent Martin County Fire Department came and took her and put her in a shelter. It was crowded, and there she caught the flu, which led to pneumonia, and which she died from. And she was 93, but she had been through many hurricanes and that experience. But I think that the movement from the nursing home to a shelter was something that would, you know, cause you to be more disruptive and your immune system is suppressed. And it's stressful for somebody who's 93 to be moved at all. So I'm so grateful that you've thought to help with this generator situation for the nursing homes. I just really wanted to express my gratitude on that and express my gratitude to Senator Farmer, who's left. I'll put it on the record for his asking to make them a priority. and express my gratitude to also Senator Mayfield for her thinking about the separations, because there's going to be a cost for the generator equipment, which is, I think, what you're talking about. But there's also, we need to consider the cost for the plumbing and the electric and the fuel connection and the cost of the building, the housing for the generator. And, you know, there's a lot of costs that go into it. It's not just that one cost. So you're very wise to think to those issues. And I'm hoping that you will put somewhere, and I don't know, not in this bill, but I'm hoping when you come to the budget, you'll put some money in the budget to help these nursing homes buy these generators and pay for the installation of doing that. Senator Negron, when I told him the story, because he also represents Martin County, had said that he thought there would be some money in the budget for the generators. And so I'm hoping somehow, some way, you guys will figure out a way to get some money in the budget to help with to get these generators. And it's so important. I'm sure she'd be alive today if she hadn't been moved. So thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Next up is Dale Calhoun of the Florida Natural Gas Association and Florida Propane Gas Association.
Mr. Chairman, I waive my time in support of the bill.
Thank you. Waive in support. Members, we are on debate. Go ahead, Senator.
Thank you very much. I rise in support of this good bill. You know, this really is a huge advance because I'm 65 years old, fifth generation Floridian. We've been through many hurricanes in my family over many years. And what's exciting about this is we really are raising the standard on the value that we have for other people. So it's a big step forward. It's not just filling a hole of something that should have been in place. It's not like that. It's really saying we're going to do more. We're going to have a higher standard of value for our seniors and how we care for them. And they didn't have this when my grandparents died, you know. They didn't have this when my parents died. But the parents that still exist, this will be a new standard of care, a new excellence. I took a little bit of misunderstanding and abuse at an earlier discussion of this topic that, you know, we are dealing with very elderly people and that we need to be sure these were storm-related deaths or not. And I somehow didn't articulate that sensitively enough to be understood, but I would like to point out, whether this is the right juncture or not, two of those deaths were natural causes unrelated to the storm when we ultimately actually saw a report from the medical examiners. So it is a fragile population. Some of them will, but we want to make sure we're working on exactly the right factors that affect their well-being. And I have no doubt this could change some outcomes for the future, and certainly just improving, you know, it doesn't have to be just about deaths. It can be the fact that just putting people through the suffering of trying to endure when they're already fragile. So I think this is a great step forward that we're raising this standard of care and their priority in our appreciation for every life. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Mayfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I also want to add to that that the state is stepping up to do some things. But as we do it, as Mrs. Datz had indicated, we have to remember a lot of these nursing homes are funded through Medicaid and Medicare, which we also control the price on. So when we're asking them to do more things to protect the citizens, as we should, we have to remember that we have to be able to fund those things, and we need to fund those things as well. And I think this is one of those that we're in the step in the right direction to help cover those costs. But there's additional costs, as Mrs. Datz had indicated, that we don't think about that they will have to cover. So going forward, we need to take some of those things into account as well, because they are running off of a very, very limited budget, and part of that is because we fund the Medicaid and Medicare programs as well. So with that, I think this is great, and Senator Grimsley, I appreciate you taking this, and I know that you'll make sure that the appropriate funding is in place for this to be followed through with. Thanks.
Thank you. Any further debate? If not, Senator Grimsley, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I'll waive close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Kim, please call the roll on SB 1592.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Farmer? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stube? Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Chair Rader?
No. By your vote, Senate Bill 1592 is reported favorably. Members, take up tab 3, which is SPB 7016, relating to the OGSR School Food Nutrition Service Program. Senator Grimsley, you're recognized to explain the proposed bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. SPB 7016 is an open government sunset review of the School Food and Nutrition Service Program. In 2013, the legislature passed a public records exemption for personal identifying information of students and families who receive free and reduced-cost meals during the school year and the summer. The bill continues the public records exemption, saves it from repeal, and removes the mention of department and children and families as they do not hold any information for participants in the program. That's the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the proposed bill? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms? Seeing none. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none. Senator Grimsley, you may close on your bill.
I'll waive close.
Okay. Seeing that the senator has waived close, Kim, can you please call roll on SPB 7016?
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Thanks. Senator Farmer? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stube? Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Chair Rader?
Yes. I think we may have to step back a second because this is a committee bill. Senator Mayfield moves that SPB 7016 be submitted as a committee bill. Seeing no objection, Kim, now please call the roll again on SPB 7016.
Okay. Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Farmer? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stube? Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Chair Rader?
Yes. Senator Grimsley, you have back the mic.
Thank you, Vice Chair Rader. Members, tab 1, the presentation for the next generation of agriculturalists by Future Farmers of America has been postponed today. We'll hear from them at our next meeting. So is there any other business to come, Senator Roussan? I'm sorry. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Roussan moves we rise. Without objection, show the meeting adjourned.